Listening is the greatest psychological hug we can give another human being. My name is Pat Bosco. I'm speaking to you from the campus of Kansas State University, where I've served the last 50 years, mostly as K-State's Chief Student Life Administrator. This podcast, entitled Boscology, believe it or not, is a personal, informal science of how we can be more authentic in everything we do. Boscology provides a working framework of how best to improve our interactions with others at home, in school, or in the workplace. Any place, frankly, you'd like to make a positive, lasting contribution. I have two children. They're about 5 years apart. And the firstborn is high verbal, as you can imagine, in the Bosco household. And when my daughter was about 10 months old, we decided that we were going to make sure that she would have high verbal skills to kind of be able to communicate with the Bosco household. So we started repeating back everything she said. If she said goo goo goo, we said goo goo goo. She said ga ga ga, we all went ga ga ga. One Saturday afternoon, I am laying on the couch with my nose in the newspaper, got the TV set on, probably the Royals, and she is about 4 or 5 cushions away, leaning up against a couch because she was also learning how to walk at the time. And she was gooing and gone, and Daddy is gooing and gone, repeating back everything she says. But I don't notice is, hand over hand, she moves over to me as she gets as close to me as she possibly can. She takes one of her little hands, puts it on the pillow that I rest my head, and she pulls the newspaper away, and she grabs my chin and she pulls it into her face, and she says, goo, 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 goo. What she was telling me right then as a 10-month-old, that you're not listening to me. I figure if a 10-month-old knows I'm not paying attention, that the people that we work for, work with, our family members, our siblings, our children, they all know when we're listening or not. So I think it's important that we have a fundamental commitment to being in the moment, that we listen to those that deserve our attention, that are looking to be listened to. That oftentimes we tell people what we think of them by how we listen to them. And my lesson, my call of action today is to be able to think about how we listen to one another. That we are we in the moment? Do we give those around us or there we care about that spotlight to be uninterrupted, to put yourself in a position where you, in fact, are listening to those that are sharing a specific idea or question or concern. And I think that defines us as being authentic and sincere. The basic communication is not talking necessarily, but genuinely listening to one another. As I said, listening is the greatest psychological hug we can give another human being. Let's practice that.